This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not. I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams on his show last night. Here's the story. After reporting from Iraq in 2003, Williams told the world about how the helicopter he had been on was shot down. The truth was, Williams' chopper was not shot down. He was on one that arrived at the scene later. After being called out this week, he apologized, saying he had misremembered. Joining us now is Elizabeth Loftus, professor of psychology and social behavior at the University of California, Irvine. And professor, I want to play first Brian Williams talking about this experience on The Late Show with David Letterman in 2013.
We were the northernmost Americans in Iraq. We were going to drop some bridge portions across the Euphrates so the 3rd Infantry could cross on them. Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
No kidding.
RPG and AK-47.
What altitude were you hit at?
We were only at 100 feet doing 100 forward knots because we had these massive pieces of bridge beneath us on slings.
What happens the minute everybody realizes you've been hit?
We figure out how to land safely, and we did. We landed very quickly and hard, and we put down, and we were stuck. Four birds in the middle of the desert, and we were north out ahead of the other Americans.
Oh, my.
And
so, Lynn, as a guy, as a journalist, what do you think? This is a great position to be in, or holy crap, I got to get out of here?
More toward the holy crap. Yeah.
Now, Professor Loftus, Brian Williams is now saying, I don't know what screwed up in my mind that caused me to conflate one aircraft with another. Is it possible, in your view, that he simply misremembered this event?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that's fascinating to me about this case is the evolution of his memory. Because you just played the 2013 version, but he had other versions early on. So, you know, about 2 years after this March 2003 incident, he appeared to be starting to remember that he had witnessed another helicopter be attacked. And then about 2 years after that, he started to develop a memory that it was the one he was in that was attacked. So, I mean, it's when you see how the sausage got made, it's pretty interesting.
So you think this is totally innocent, that he simply did something that others do, which is to develop a false memory over time?
Yes. I mean, and he joins good company. I mean, Hillary Clinton, for example, remembered landing in Bosnia under sniper fire. And it was ultimately shown that that didn't happen. And she said, I made a mistake. I had a different memory.
Well, how does that happen exactly?
We can visualize things. We can draw inferences about what could have happened or might have happened. And sometimes those visualizations can get converted into something that feels like a genuine memory.
Even if we are perfectly capable of reminding ourselves that that didn't happen?
Sure. Until you're corrected, until you're confronted with the absolute concrete evidence that it didn't happen.
Well, we're talking here about Brian Williams remembering a helicopter being shot down that it appears did not get shot down. But the way that you use your research often has to do with people maybe remembering child sexual abuse or remember being raped, and often people are saying that those memories are wrong when, in fact, they're right.
Well, so of course, sometimes memories are right. Sometimes they're absolutely right. But in many of the cases that I have been involved where people have sometimes come up with pretty extraordinary memories for which there's no corroboration, and sometimes they even defy everything we know about the workings of memory.
How do they do that? How do they come up with these memories?
Well, sometimes they go into psychotherapy and they engage in a number of practices like guided imagination or dream interpretation. Sometimes people develop memories for things that they've heard other people talk about. So they kind of hijack the stories of other people, even inadvertently.
Professor, I have to ask you, though, there are some who are looking at this Brian Williams story and saying he's just lying. It makes him maybe look like a more seasoned news anchor to have been shot down in a helicopter.
There's certainly always the possibility of that. I mean, I think we could be a little bit more generous unless there's some concrete evidence that he is deliberately lying. You know, why not give him a break and say maybe this really is a false memory? You know, there are some individuals who have come forward today and said that they tried to alert him to this years ago. Maybe he didn't get those alerts. Maybe he did. And so, you know, possibly we're going to have a little bit further investigation of this situation.
Elizabeth Loftus, professor of psychology and social behavior at the University of California, Irvine. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you can weigh in on this story. What do you think happened at our website, hearnow.org? I guess there's not any question, Robin, about what happened. But the question is, did he really misremember it, or is he just telling something that's not true?
He arrived an hour later, and yet we just heard from a doctor that it's possible. So we'd love to hear from you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.